All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. This is Candidate Tuesday. And let me kind of explain. We send out to the Democratic and Republican candidates, because they all have email, we send out email invitations to all of them. The school board candidates, I don't know why they don't request emails. We got to use the old-fashioned postal service, which makes the men and women of the postal service, the letter carriers, happy because it helps the revenue. So you'll single-handedly would do that. We invite candidates. And it is their choice whether they appear. And we're going to let everybody know who came. And occasionally we get a candidate who just cannot maneuver their schedule to be there. Dr. Ed Epler is the Republican candidate for Marion County Coroner. Evidently he couldn't sneak away from the hospital and send his regrets. We never heard from Republican candidate for Treasurer, Jason Woodruff. It is what it is. But Jeff Condi is in the house. He is the Republican candidate for Marion County Surveyor, and he joins me live. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Amos.
What is, first of all, why are you running?
Well, Amos, I never was very political till about 3 years ago, and I'm a small business owner. My business all of a sudden started to take a dive. I decided I needed to get politically involved, called some people on the South Side that I knew, became a precinct committeeman, then a ward chairman, and it led to this running for surveyor.
What does the surveyor do?
The Marion County Surveyor's primary responsibility is to perpetuate the section corners that control all of the boundaries within Marion County.
Okay.
And these section corners are established every mile and every half mile in a checkerboard all over the city. That's why your streets run perpendicular to each other all the way through Marion County.
So now, so you don't draw or maintain like the maps of property. That is that part of the job or not the job?
No, that's up. The private individuals do that, and our ND mapping takes care of that. Our GIS department.
Okay. So basically, your office is responsible for making sure that all the little grid lines are where they're supposed to be, that nobody moves them. Is it, 'cause some might be listening and say, wait a minute, does government, you know, I don't sound like a Republican now, does government really need to do this function? Can't this, isn't this something that could be privatized out, save a dollar or two?
The government has been involved in surveying ever since our government was created.
So this goes all the way back to the founders.
Yes, it does. The original 13 colonies were laid out according to natural boundaries. But once we acquired the Louisiana Purchase and beyond, well, starting with Indiana, all the states are under what's called the public land survey system, which splits every piece of ground west of Indiana into these mile squares.
Okay.
So that they can be identified individually and can be sold individually, and each one of them has a specific identifier to any piece of ground in the United States.
So the whole integrity of Marion County in terms of, you know, the streets got to go from here to here, or Meridian Street's got to be here, or Burstall Parkway's got to be here. It all has to fit in this whole thing with surveying.
Yes, it does.
How critical is this now with all the GIS and everybody that's got a smartphone or even a dumb phone? You can press a button and know exactly where you are.
Well, you can get close with your phones.
Right.
Not exactly. But we can use the satellites that are in the air with GPS to get within centimeters now.
Mm-hmm. Are there things, if you're elected, that you would do differently than the person that's there now?
Well, right now, the Marion County Surveyor does not hold a license and has to hire a license.
What kind of license you got to have?
A professional land surveyor's license.
Okay, and that's required by statute? Either the surveyor, the elected surveyor, has to do it, or has somebody on the staff better have one.
Yes, there is an occasion for a licensed surveyor to sign some work that comes out of the Marion County Surveyor's office.
Are you a licensed surveyor?
Of course, I am.
Okay, and what kind of education do you need to do that? What, do you go to Ivy Tech or something?
There's various ways you can do it. A 4-year degree is now demanded in land surveying, and then after you have that, you have to have so many years of experience. Then you pass a state test and a national test.
In terms of how this county has grown within itself, and we're running out of really empty or undeveloped land now in the county. It's basically, you know, some acres in Washington Township and a bunch of acres in Decatur Township, not Perry Township so much anymore, and then Franklin Township. There's still some undeveloped. How critical is it once this economy gets moving again? Because, you know, part of getting this economy moving again is to get people back to buying houses and then the subdivisions, you know, expanding again. How critical, once we get to that point, and thinking as an optimist, does it become important that your office, you know, make sure that everything's according to Hoyle?
Well, all surveys are based on this public land survey system. So we have, I would say, upwards of 50 surveyors in Marion County that rely on these corners specifically to do their jobs.
Are these survey points marked? You know, if somebody were walking in a field somewhere, would they recognize it, or it's not supposed to be known?
No, they're public monuments. Uh-huh. And in most intersections, there are what's called a Harrison Monument. They're set right in the center of an intersection. They're a couple feet deep, and they're a pretty substantial piece of metal. Mm-hmm. But then when you get into rural settings, we work off of the original monuments that were set by the surveyors here in the 1850s, which were stones that were marked.
How do we keep, you know, vandals from vandalizing those markers or doing harm to those markers, or even worse, people with not positive thoughts in mind, or enemies? Is this something where this becomes a homeland security issue to make sure that those markers stay where they are?
Not so much that, but it is a Class D felony to alter any monument that has been set by a professional land surveyor.
A Class D felony.
Yes, that's correct.
So if somebody were trying, if a bunch of kids, whether they're high school kids or middle school kids, thought this was a lark to say, hey, you know, I'll tip that thing over just for fun, that's jail time.
Well, it could be.
It could be.
Yeah, it's prosecuted under statute of theft because most people have paid for a survey, and if somebody moves a survey marker, then it's considered theft of that marker. Now, as far as the public land survey markers, I'm not sure about that, how that would be prosecuted.
Is this also critical in terms of infrastructure, in terms of streets, in terms of where underground pipelines for natural gas, the water mains, utility companies, the cable companies?
Yes, all boundary lines extend to infinity above and to the infinity below. Huh. So when somebody does put a pipeline in, they have to have some agreement with the landowners that gives them permission to go through their property, and then they acquire what's called an easement or right to pass and use that property without owning.
And the same thing if somebody's stringing, you know, phones along the telephone poles, or the utility companies are going to put up the big poles or the electronic transmission lines?
Yes, most of those are all in easements also.
So this is kind of one of these government agencies that we really have to have. Because as we look at the budget deficit here in this county, and I mean, we're $60, $65 million on the negative side. You know, some people listening might say, oh, we could probably save, you know, a few dollars getting rid of the surveyor. This is one of those critical things of government that we have to have.
Yes, property rights and lines are extremely important. Of course, the whole basis for surveying was taxation. Uh-huh. Going way back into history, the first surveyors were involved because of taxation. And that's still a major part of our job, is to make sure that the lines are correct and the people that are being taxed are taxed over the property they do own.
Did we get this system of surveying? Is this something we copied from England?
That's correct.
And they probably copied it from somebody else.
Thomas Jefferson actually is the founder of our public land survey system, and he experimented in Ohio with different ways of cutting up the land.
When we got the Northwest Territory.
Yes, and in Ohio they've had 7 or 8 different variations of the public land system that has now been settled on from Indiana west, and they tried 6-mile squares, 5-mile squares, and various different configurations till they arrived at the current system.
Now, you're on the countywide ballot. You're kind of like the last name on the countywide ballot before they get to state representative and all this kind of stuff. You're also, you know, a you said reward chair, precinct committee person on the beautiful South Side. What kind of, and I'm asking all the candidates because you guys are out there, you know, talking to voters. I'm stuck here in the bubble. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the enthusiasm level, you know, in this election? Because there's not only the race at the top of the ticket for president. I mean, there's a lot of interest and buzz for governor, a lot of interest and buzz for U.S. Senate, even for state senator, state representative. What's the buzz out there?
Well, I don't think that the Democrats are as fired up as they were. The president is not spending the money he had to in 2008 because mm-hmm. I think he's seen the writing on the wall, so to say, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Democrat or the Republicans are a little bit more excited, at least according to the results from the primary. Of course, mm-hmm. we had the Lugar-Murdoch thing right. to vote on there. Mm-hmm. So, but being an optimistic Republican, that, right. I see it that way, of course.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, in terms of your colleagues on the countywide ticket, can you tell us a little bit about them? Because obviously you've been out on the campaign trail with them.
Yes. Dr. Ed Epler is an excellent gentleman. I've only got a chance to know him for the last few months, but mm-hmm. he has some definite ideas on how to improve the coroner's office. Mm-hmm. And Jason, unfortunately, has a job that takes him out of town during the week.
Oh.
And so he isn't able to make a lot of functions.
That's no fun.
No, it's not a lot of fun. I haven't got to know Jason very well.
They ought to have a law that says if you put your name on the ballot and you get down to the last 7 or 8 weeks, your company ought to give you leave.
I think
we could get bipartisan agreement to get that through the – I'll mention that to all these representatives and senators.
Well, since I own my company, I'm able to take off a little bit.
What kind of company you got?
Well, I have a small land surveying business out of Franklin, Indiana, called CKW Land Surveying.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I started in 98, had 10 good years. 2008, things kind of turned the corner the other way, and I've had three extremely difficult years.
Is it partly because of the real estate market?
It has a lot to do with just the economy in general, I think, more uh-huh. than the real estate. Although the housing bubble burst didn't yeah. help, mm-hmm. I didn't have a whole lot of my business into the residential end.
Right.
I was more in the commercial and the farm boundaries being down there in Franklin. But
And commercial's kind of spotty.
Very spotty. The last couple weeks, I've actually been able to bid on some new projects that are groundbreaking projects. Everything for the last 3 years has been renovation
right.
and a remodel, which doesn't involve much surveying. So yeah. when a new site's built, then the surveyors. Yes, yes.
So to kind of, you know, educate the audience, when they're going out and seeing somebody surveying an empty field or whatever, the folks that hold up those things that look like they're holding up the mast of a Christmas tree, that's you guys.
That is us, yes.
And there's a lot of little laser thing. What is it? You got one guy like holding up something, and there's somebody like 100 feet down the yeah. road. Look at what do they do when they do that?
Well, that's measuring a distance.
Okay.
And there's an infrared laser that comes out of the instrument, bounces off a prism that the gentleman's holding that you say is the mast. That's uh-huh. the rod. It has a prism attached to it.
Okay.
It calculates the time it takes for the infrared light to bounce back and forth and calculates a distance. So we can do angle and distance to get to any point where we need to get, like on a construction site, we'll show them where to put the building, how okay. high to put the building, where to put the parking lot, how high to put the parking lot so it drains. So there's a lot more to surveying than just boundary work.
So this may be the smallest agency of county government, but it's as critical as public safety. It's as critical as anything else that's out there?
In my mind, it is. I think that these coroners that we perpetuate by law have mm-hmm. to perpetuate 5% of them. There's about 2,200 of them in Marion County.
Mm.
Some of them have been lost. Some of them have been obliterated, and those need to be reworked through parole evidence, in other words, talking to neighbors right. where it used to be or how it was or working off of old deeds or old fences.
So a priority should be, you know, replacing those boundary markers that have been lost.
Yeah, and since we had so much repaving, over the last 3 years. Right. The stimulus package did a lot of repaving work. Right. And, of course, when they mill off that first layer, all the points that are in the street come out.
That's not good.
Well, then they have to be replaced, and that's part of the Marion County Surveyor's job.
Have you looked at the proposed budget? Is there money in there to do it? Do I need to start banging on the table?
No, the budget is right around $800,000.
Okay.
There's a staff anywhere between 8 and 10. I think they have some rotating employees right now.
Okay.
I'll immediately save the position of licensed surveyor.
If you're elected, you can save some money.
Right off the bat, it's about a 10% savings.
All right. James has a question for Jeff Condi, the Republican candidate for surveyor. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going? I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kenny answers. He said he got his own business. My neighbor got his land surveyed, and he went to work, and the other neighbor, after everybody was gone, moved the surveyor stakes and kind of stole some of his property and killed some of his trees. How can that person legally go through the proper procedures to press charges?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I can't tell you exactly that, but as I've mentioned before, it's a Class D felony to move these monuments. First, they would have to be proved that they were moved, so I would think the original surveyor that did the work will have to come out and verify that they have been moved and how much they have been moved. Then, if it's proven that they have been moved, I would imagine you'd have to get the law involved.
And wouldn't the survey have to match what's in the property records as the measurement of what the boundaries of the property are?
Oh, yes, of course. Whenever we do a boundary, we have to pull not only the deed we're working on, but any deed that touches that deed to make sure that those boundaries all work together.
Okay.
See, the only problem about the situation, you know, every time a surveyor do one job, they come back, they want to recharge you to restake the whole property all over again, and he don't have the money for that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, but I think the other thing is, if that surveyor originally did the work, then it seemed to me all he would have to do is certify that the lines were moved. That's a letter. I don't think that would necessarily have him come out and resurvey.
Well, there would be a little field work to it, but it would be less than the original cost of the survey.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, James, great question. Jeff Condi, our standard closing question with all candidates. If people want more information about your campaign or the campaign of your running mates, Dr. Ed Epler or Jason Woodruff, how do they get a hold of y'all?
Well, you can get a hold of me on my website at Condi for Marion County Surveyor. And the other two gentlemen, I believe, also have websites set up. If they don't, you can go to the Indy Republican website, and there is a link to that. Also, I think at Indy Star, they link us.
Oh, that'll be eventually.
No.
Or you can call 635-8881. Marion County Republican Headquarters.
Okay, yes,
and call
that's true.
See,
yes.
You didn't even know I knew
no,
that
I
number.
No, I didn't know that number.
See, the things you learn on this program.
Thank you, Amos.
And it's Condi for Surveyor. That's K-O.
Condi for Marion County Surveyor.
Condi for Marion County Surveyor, and that's Condi with a K-O-N-D-Y.
Yes.
Not spelled the way as Condoleezza Rice would spell Condi.
No.
Jeff Condi, the Republican candidate for Marion County Surveyor. Thank you very, very much for coming in. Learned a lot.
I appreciate it, Amos.
I learned things about surveying. I had no idea.
Thank you for letting me be with you and your audience.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you.